Online Podcast 326Tuan-tuan dan puan-puan, welcome to Online Podcast. Selamat datang tuan-tuan dan puan-puan. Ladies and gentle hordes, welcome to Online Podcast. Oh my gosh, on a Tuesday. I was so tired on Sunday that I decided not to record. And then I felt a little bit guilty. And so I thought, actually I was struggling with what to talk about. Every now and then, you know, this is like a cycle that keeps coming back, that I would think, shit, I have nothing to say. And I was tired, first of all, with all the work and life that is around me, just being busy. And then I thought, I have nothing to say. Maybe I should just keep my mouth shut. And then I thought, I thought I have nothing important that you would probably care to know. And then I thought maybe I should just let you decide what is worth listening and what is not worth listening. And I'll just, record whatever comes to my mind. So I decided just to do that. And, whether or not you care, that's okay. You can skip this so you can enjoy listening to, I'm scratching my shoulder, whatever, as you wish. Anyway, I'm doing fine. I was just a little bit, last week was like a hectic week, and so is this week. A little bit out of the ordinary. For work, I have to not be in the office, I have to be out doing stuff. And so, out in a boot. And so, I was a little worn out yesterday. And then I was, I was doing actually yesterday, not yesterday, but Sunday. Oh yeah, Sunday was yesterday, but today's Tuesday. Oh gosh, I'm confused. I'm confused. What was I going to say? So yesterday, I was, not yesterday, but Sunday. Sunday, I was very much into doing laundry. I hate doing laundry. I don't know if I've made it clear here yet that I hate doing laundry. I sometimes would not do laundry for weeks, and I have lots and lots of clothes. And sometimes with that many pieces of clothing items, I still run out of stuff to wear, especially when I'm fat, and which is now. And so, my mom sometimes would come, every 2 years or 3 years when she comes to visit, sometimes she would do all the laundry for me. In fact, even it's kind of embarrassing to say and admit that Bruce even say if I put my stuff out in a basket, he would help me do the laundry. But I'm just, I just hate it. The thought of it just made me cranky. But yesterday, finally, after I don't know what 3 weeks that Bruce finished doing all the laundry for me, I just needed to fold and put them away. And I actually started doing that yesterday. And because I was on a roll, I was doing 3 loads of laundry all at once. I was feeling quite good about myself. And putting all the laundry away. And I'm going to take a drink. I'm going to take a drink. Anyway. So it was, I was, on a roll, and so I didn't want to break my roll. And so by the time I got done, in fact, I was watching Suzy Orman and also Ghost Adventures, which I like. That guy is so hot. If you haven't seen him yet, you should go check it out. He is so hot. And I just wish he would take his shirt off. Because the first few episodes, I think the second episode that I saw, that I watched last season, I think that it's a summer season show. So last season I watched it, and the second episode, I mean, he's hot. You can see all his muscles and everything, nice body through his shirt. But the second episode, he has this ghost investigation thing. They call the lockdown, and he would go to this haunted place. And I don't know why I love that kind of shows. He would go to this haunted place and then be locked down with two of his buddies. And then he got this scratches, supposedly, like, you know, ghosts scratched him. And then he was saying, oh, something's burning my back. And he lifted his shirt up, and then I was burning. My heart was pounding. My flesh was burning. I was hot. Anyway, he was so hot. And go check it out. Zach something or other. I forgot what his last name was. But his show is called Ghost Adventures on Discovery or something. I don't remember. Anyway, one of those channels. But you know what? Last time we talked about ghosts, it never elaborated about that. But yeah. Anyway, ghosts. I like ghost stories for some reason. Today at lunch, actually, a few of our coworkers and went out to lunch, and we were talking about ghosts. Also, I like to tease one of my coworkers, and he is I shouldn't say too much, but he is afraid of ghosts, and I would like to tease him by telling him stories and telling him his experience is possibly a ghost trying to communicate with him and all that. So it's kind of fun. Anyway, I'm so mean. But talking about ghosts and deaths, a very sad thing happened this last week. And part of the reason I didn't want to do the recording is kind of part of that, because I just, you know, wasn't quite in the mood for that. One of my listeners from Penang, Hokkien, died. She's been battling a disease she's been having this sickness for a while. And she passed away this last, I don't know what day it was, but it's just last week. So less than a week ago. And it's a, what is it? I think she has, I shouldn't probably go into detail of what she has, but she just has this disorder that I think it's kind of like her immune system fighting her own body sort of thing. And when she found Penang Hokkien, my Hokkien podcast, I remember, and I've had her on the show several times as guest, and she's always fun, she's always very witty and very fun loving and cool, and people really like her. And I also learned from her that she every now and then would be in the hospital because of her illness. And so I thought, that is actually might be a good thing, that because Penang Hokkien is all about fun and all about laughing and mostly, you know, comedy, just being silly and chit chat in Hokkien, and I thought it would be a good thing for people to share those recordings with people who are in the hospital. And so she's one of the listeners as well as guests who inspired me to trying to push for that. I haven't gone that far yet. It all has to depend on, you know, whether or not people in Malaysia or in Penang specifically would like to go about doing that. And I know for sure that people do burn CDs of Penang Hokkien and give it to their friends and relatives, especially older relatives like grandparents to listen to. But I'm hoping that it would go further to hospitals, because there are times, especially hospitals or retirement homes or even hospice, you know, places where, you know, normally would be full of, you know, anxiety or maybe sadness, maybe anxious. I said anxiety, but, you know, that sort of negative energy and feelings. Those places, I think sometimes that can be overcome with just an hour of fun and laughters, I think. So that's my goal. I know when I go back to Malaysia this time, I may actually try to see if there's any connection or how can I go about doing that, and maybe just tell some of the hospital's people, saying that, you know, maybe part of the patient's care is, if they choose to, you know, maybe they can have a few chuckles with the Penang Hokkien program. So she will be missed. Her name is Josie. She will be missed, and I think, you know, she inspired me to do that, to do this specific thing, to reach out to people who are in the hospitals or who are sick or who are old and lonely, possibly, and get some kind of joy and fun out of it. My sister also was one of the inspiration during that time, because when Josie talked to me about it, I thought, you know what, that would be perfect, because my sister is in the hospital at that time when she was ill. She was in the hospital for almost 8-9 months. And so that was the time when she started listening to my podcast also. So I think she's definitely a source of inspiration for me personally. It is sad that she will be missed. And I think there's no other ways other than saying that, it's kind of funny that I looked at all the comments that my listeners left, and most of them are saying that she's in a better place, she's not suffering anymore yet, which I can understand, because her the illness that she was battling caused her a lot of pain. So in a way it's true, but at the same time that does not really make the loss any less. It's still a great loss, especially to her family. And her sister actually reached out to one of my Penang Hokkien listeners and told him, and also her sister herself wrote a comment on my website about how Josie really found a lot of joy and happiness and even friends through Penang Hokkien, and she's very thankful to the website, the podcast, as well as myself. And I thought that was very touching and very encouraging, and that's what keeps me rolling when, I get tired sometimes. This show, obviously, sometimes I got tired and I don't want to do a recording. But anyway, I feel guilty, so I'm doing it now. So suck it. Anyway, what else I want to talk to you about? I want to talk to you about my plan for next weekend. So two weekends from yesterday. Well, 2 weeks from Saturday and Sunday. Well, anyway, it will be the last week of June. We will be doing, we meaning me, myself, there'll be a bunch of podcasters coming together and doing a 48-hour marathon live audio show on the web. And you can find out more information about this particular project that's created by Daniel Brewer, as well as, I believe, Matt and Patty? No, this is not... I forgot what the other, apparently there's another podcaster who also came up with the idea. And I thought it's a great idea. It's a great opportunity for the gay community to come together and do something fun. I have two slots that I've signed up. One is ideal for people in Malaysia. So if you are listening to this and if you're in Malaysia or in Asia, you would probably want to take this down. Take note of the time. The time is actually, I'm going to announce it in Malaysian time. So it's Malaysian time on Saturday, the 27th of June at 8 p.m., from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. The U.S. time would be, Central time would be 7 a.m. on the 27th as well, also Saturday morning on the 27th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's U.S. time. But for Asian, Malaysian time, Kuala Lumpur time, would be the 27th Saturday, again, the 27th Saturday on at 8 p.m., starting from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Now, obviously, you're not restricted to only listening to my program. You can actually listen to all other people's programs. There's so much going on. Just to give you an idea, most of the slots are filled. Not all of them, but most of them are filled. And let's see if I can get that out for you here. I'm looking through my history to find. Oh, here it is. So this is part of the lineups. Starting from, this is U.S. time, U.S. Eastern time, actually. Yeah, I'm not going to announce the time. Anyway, let's see, week. Something's crawling on me. Ah! There's a bug. Shilashi. If you're interested, please come join us. The kickoff show will be starting on the 26th, Friday, the 26th. This is U.S. time. Kickoff show starting from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and then followed by Big Fatty Online and then Rambo Redhead at 10. So I'm not announcing time. Rambo Redhead, Archer Radio is doing a show. And right after that is Stars and Tartan and Galore Podcast, Emerin's Podcast, Little Aussie Battler, Breakfast with the Beaver, The Blue Jeans Guy, Online Asia, which is my time, Online Asia, and then Big Fatty for another half hour, and then without smearing my eyeliner, another, I guess, half hour or whatever, and then Ashanti No Lemon, there's VJ Netcast, and the occasional fact, there are some who call me Tim, and ton. Real Men Wear Pink by VJ, not VJ, but JT. Live It Up Podcast, Miss Wes. We Are Mean Because You're Stupid, Adam and Maddie Show. Jaded City. That is like continuous on, you know, like go on and on. The Occasional Fag, like overnight, like at 2 a.m. So Big Gay Sex Show, Emerin's Podcast. What is that? From Bostonia, overnight, Mikey Pot. So for those of you who are in Malaysia, you can still continue listening to all the programs that you want for 48 hours. Edge Radio, followed by That Foul Monkeys, Dubious in 10, then there'll be me again. I'm actually closing. Well, not closing, there's a wrap-up show, but I'll be second to the last show on the lineup. So it looks like all the time slots been filled, and I'm looking forward to a lot of fun doing that. And so if you want to join me, please do so. Go to, actually, the easiest way to find out about the time is actually go to pride48.com. That's pride48.com. You can all, if you can't remember pride48.com, you should just go kick yourself. Anyway, if you can't remember, you can go to onlinepodcast.com and then I will put a link there. Pride48.com. And I'm looking forward to that. So that's lovely. Without wasting too much time, because my show is about to start, I actually want to watch Kathy Griffin show. Anyway, but before I go, I also want to maybe I should just go. I was going to talk to you about fruit that I like. Anyway, just like randomly, I'm going to tell you, I bought a big thing of plums as well as persimmons. I love persimmons and plums. Do you guys like persimmons and plums? Anyway, so until next week, you don't know when. If I'm too tired, I'll just do it on Monday. If I'm too tired doing it on Tuesday or whatever, I'll not do whatever. I don't care, girl. Anyway, I gotta go. Ramble. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with me, please, you may do so by email me at online@gmail.com. You can also send me voice message 206-338 ONG 9, that's 206-338-ONG9. And leave a message there. You can also leave me a MyChingo message on onlinepodcast.com on the right hand side. Scroll down. And then until next time, or until Pride 48, follow me on Twitter, because every now and then I may be doing a live show just to test the feed. So follow me, twitter.com/John Ong. Have a good one. Don't forget to smile, ladies and gentle horse. Bye.